Paper 33, Administration of the Local Universe. While the Universal Father most certainly rules over his vast creation, he functions in a local universe administration through the person of the Creator Son. The Father does not otherwise personally function in the administrative affairs of a local universe. These matters are entrusted to the Creator Son and to the local universe Mother Spirit and to their manifold children. The plans, policies, and administrative acts of the local universe are formed and executed by this Son, who, in conjunction with his Spirit associate, delegates executive power to Gabriel and jurisdictional authority to the constellation fathers, system sovereigns, and planetary princes. 1. Michael of Nebadon. Our Creator Son is the personification of the 611,121st original concept of infinite identity of simultaneous origin in the Universal Father and the Eternal Son. The Michael of Nebadon is the only begotten Son personalizing the 611,121st universal concept of divinity and infinity. His headquarters is in the threefold mansion of light on Salvington. And this dwelling is so ordered because Michael has experienced the living of all three phases of intelligent creature existence, spiritual, morontial, and material. Because of the name associated with his seventh and final bestowal on Urantia, he is sometimes spoken of as Christ Michael. Our Creator Son is not the Eternal Son, the existential paradise associate of the Universal Father and the Infinite Spirit. Michael of Nebadon is not a member of the Paradise Trinity. Nevertheless, our Master Son possesses in his realm all of the divine attributes and powers that the Eternal Son himself would manifest were he actually to be present on Salvington and functioning in Nebadon. Michael possesses even additional power and authority, for he not only personifies the Eternal Son, but also fully represents and actually embodies the personality presence of the Universal Father to and in this local universe. He even represents the Father-Son. These relationships constitute a Creator-Son the most powerful, versatile, and influential of all divine beings who are capable of direct administration of evolutionary universes and of personality contact with immature creature beings. Our Creator-Son exerts the same spiritual drawing power, spirit gravity, from the headquarters of the local universe that the Eternal Son of Paradise would exert if he were personally present on Salvington, and more. This universe Son is also the personification of the Universal Father to the universe of Nebadon. Creator Sons are personality centers for the spiritual forces of the Paradise Father Son. Creator Sons are the final power personality focalizations of the mighty time-space attributes of God the Sevenfold. The Creator Son is the vicegerent personalization of the Universal Father, the divinity coordinate of the Eternal Son, and the creative associate of the Infinite Spirit. To our universe and all its inhabited worlds, the Sovereign Son is, to all practical intents and purposes, God. He personifies all of the paradise deities which evolving mortals can discerningly comprehend. This Son and his spirit associate are your Creator parents. To you, Michael, the Creator Son, is the Supreme Personality. To you, the Eternal Son is Super Supreme, an infinite deity personality. In the person of the Creator Son, we have a ruler and divine parent who is just as mighty, efficient, and beneficent as would be the Universal Father and the Eternal Son if both were present on Salvington and engaged in the administration of the affairs of the universe of Nebadon. 2. The Sovereign of Nebadon. Observation of Creator Sons discloses that some resemble more the Father, some the Son, while others are a blend of both their infinite parents. Our Creator Son very definitely manifests traits and attributes which more resemble the Eternal Son. Michael elected to organize this local universe, and herein he now reigns supreme. His personal power is limited by the pre-existent gravity circuits centering on Paradise and by the reservation on the part of the Ancients of Days of the Super-Universe Government of all final executive judgments regarding the extinction of personality. Personality is the sole bestowal of the Father, but the Creator's sons, with the approval of the Eternal Son, do initiate new creature designs, and with the working cooperation of their spirit associates, they may attempt new transformations of energy matter. Michael is the personification of the Paradise Father-Son, to and in the local universe of Nebadon. Therefore, when the creative Mother Spirit, the local universe representation of the Infinite Spirit, subordinated herself to Christ Michael upon the return from his final bestowal on Urantia, the Master Son thereby acquired jurisdiction over all power in heaven and on earth. This subordination of the divine ministers to the Creator Sons of the local universes constitutes these Master Sons the personal repositories of the finitely manifestable divinity of the Father, Son, and Spirit, while the creature bestowal experiences of the Michaels qualify them to portray the experiential divinity of the Supreme Being. No other beings in the universes have thus personally exhausted the potentials of present finite experience, and no other beings in the universes possess such qualifications for solitary sovereignty. Although Michael's headquarters is officially located on Salvington, the capital of Nebadon, he spends much of his time visiting the constellation and system headquarters, and even the individual planets. Periodically, he journeys to Paradise and often to Uversa, where he counsels with the Ancients of Days. When he is away from Salvington, his place is assumed by Gabriel, who then functions as regent of the universe of Nebadon. 3. The Universe, Sun, and Spirit. While pervading all the universes of time and space, the Infinite Spirit functions from the headquarters of each local universe as a specialized focalization acquiring full personality qualities by the technique of creative cooperation with the Creator Son. As concerns a local universe, the administrative authority of a Creator Son is supreme. The Infinite Spirit, as the divine minister, is wholly cooperative, though perfectly coordinate. The Universe Mother Spirit of Salvington, the associate of Michael in the control and administration of Nebadon, is of the sixth group of supreme spirits, being the 611,121st of that order. She volunteered to accompany Michael on the occasion of his liberation from Paradise obligations and has ever since functioned with him in creating and governing his universe. The Master Creator Son is the personal sovereign of his universe, but in all the details of its management, the Universe Spirit is co-director with the Son. While the Spirit ever acknowledges the Son as sovereign and ruler, the Son always accords the Spirit a coordinate position and equality of authority in all the affairs of the realm. In all his work of love and life bestowal, the Creator Son is always and ever perfectly sustained and ably assisted by the all-wise and ever-faithful Universe Spirit, and by all of her diversified retinue of angelic personalities. Such a divine minister is, in reality, the mother of spirits and spirit personalities, the ever-present and all-wise advisor of the Creator Son, a faithful and true manifestation of the Paradise Infinite Spirit. The Son functions as a father in his local universe. The Spirit, as mortal creatures would understand, enacts the role of a mother, always assisting the Son and being everlastingly indispensable to the administration of the universe. In the face of insurrection, only the Son and his associated sons can function as deliverers. Never can the Spirit undertake to contest rebellion or defend authority, but ever does the Spirit sustain the Son in all of everything that he may be required to experience in his efforts to stabilize government and uphold authority on worlds tainted with evil or dominated by sin. Only a son can retrieve the work of their joint creation, but no son could hope for final success without the incessant cooperation of the divine minister and her vast assemblage of spirit helpers, the daughters of God, who so faithfully and valiantly struggle for the welfare of mortal men and the glory of their divine parents. Upon the completion of the Creator Son's seventh and final creature bestowal, the uncertainties of periodic isolation terminate for the divine minister, and the Son's universe helper becomes forever settled in surety and control. It is at the enthronement of the Creator Son as a master son, at the Jubilee of Jubilees, that the universe spirit, before the assembled hosts, first makes public and universal acknowledgement of subordination to the Son, pledging fidelity and obedience. This event occurred in Nebadon at the time of Michael's return to Salvington after the Urantian bestowal. Never before this momentous occasion did the universe spirit acknowledge subordination to the universe Son, and not until after this voluntary relinquishment of power and authority by the Spirit could it be truthfully proclaimed of the Son that all power in heaven and on earth has been committed to his hand. After this pledge of subordination by the creative Mother Spirit, Michael of Nebadon nobly acknowledged his eternal dependence on his spirit companion, constituting the spirit co-ruler of his universe domains, and requiring all their creatures to pledge themselves in loyalty to the Spirit as they had to the Son. And there issued and went forth the final proclamation of equality. Though he was the sovereign of this local universe, the Son published to the worlds the fact of the Spirit's equality with him in all endowments of personality and attributes of divine character. And this becomes the transcendent pattern for the family organization and the government of even the lowly creatures of the worlds of space. This is, indeed and in truth, the high ideal of the family and the human institution of voluntary marriage. The Son and the Spirit now preside over the universe much as a father and a mother watch over and minister to their family of sons and daughters. It is not altogether out of place to refer to the universe spirit as the creative companion of the Creator Son, and to regard the creatures of the realms as their sons and daughters, a grand and glorious family, but one of untold responsibilities and endless watch care. The Son initiates the creation of certain of the universe children, while the Spirit is solely responsible for bringing into existence the numerous orders of Spirit personalities who minister and serve under the direction and guidance of this self-same Mother Spirit. In the creation of other types of universe personalities, both the Son and the Spirit function together, and in no creative act does the one do aught without the counsel and approval of the other. 4. Gabriel, the chief executive. The bright and morning star is the personalization of the first concept of identity and ideal of personality conceived by the Creator Son and the local universe manifestation of the Infinite Spirit. Going back to the early days of the local universe, before the union of the Creator Son and the Mother Spirit in the bonds of creative association, back to the times before the beginning of the creation of their versatile family of sons and daughters, the first conjoint act of this early and free association of these two divine persons results in the creation of the highest spirit personality of the Son and the Spirit, the bright and morning star. Only one such being of wisdom and majesty is brought forth in each local universe. The Universal Father and Eternal Son can, in fact, do create an unlimited number of sons in divinity equal to themselves, but such sons, in union with the daughters of the Infinite Spirit, can create only one bright and morning star in each universe, a being like themselves and partaking freely of their combined natures, but not of their creative prerogatives. Gabriel of Salvington is like the Universe Son in divinity of nature, though considerably limited in the attributes of deity. This firstborn of the parents of a new universe is a unique personality possessing many wonderful traits not visibly present in either ancestor, a being of unprecedented versatility and unimagined brilliance. This supernal personality embraces the divine will of the Son combined with the creative imagination of the Spirit. The thoughts and acts of the bright and morning star will ever be fully representative of both the Creator Son and the Creative Spirit. Such a being is also capable of a broad understanding of and sympathetic contact with both the spiritual seraphic hosts and the material evolutionary will creatures. The bright and morning star is not a creator, but he is a marvelous administrator, being the personal administrative representative of the Creator Son. Aside from creation and life impartation, the Son and the Spirit never confer upon important universe procedures without Gabriel's presence. Gabriel of Salvington is the chief executive of the universe of Nebadon, and the arbiter of all executive appeals respecting its administration. This universe executive was created fully endowed for his work, but he has gained experience with the growth and evolution of our local creation. Gabriel is the chief officer of execution for superuniverse mandates relating to non-personal affairs in the local universe. Most matters pertaining to mass judgment and dispensational resurrections, adjudicated by the Ancients of Days, are also delegated to Gabriel and his staff for execution. Gabriel is thus the combined chief executive of both the super and the local universe rulers. He has at his command an able corps of administrative assistants created for their special work who are unrevealed to evolutionary mortals. In addition to these assistants, Gabriel may employ any and all of the orders of celestial beings functioning in Nebadon, and he is also commander-in-chief of the armies of heaven, the celestial hosts. Gabriel and his staff are not teachers. They are administrators. They were never known to depart from their regular work except when Michael was incarnated on a creature bestowal. During such bestowals, Gabriel was ever attendant on the will of the incarnated Son, and with the collaboration of the Union of Days, he became the actual director of universe affairs during the later bestowals. Gabriel has been closely identified with the history and development of Urantia ever since the mortal bestowal of Michael. Aside from meeting Gabriel on the bestowal worlds and at the times of general and special resurrection roll calls, mortals will seldom encounter him as they ascend through the local universe until they are inducted into the administrative work of the local creation. As administrators of whatever order or degree, you will come under the direction of Gabriel. 5. The Trinity Ambassadors. The administration of Trinity origin personalities ends with the government of the superuniverses. The local universes are characterized by dual supervision, the beginning of the father-mother concept. The universe father is the creator son. The universe mother is the divine minister, the local universe creative spirit. Every local universe is, however, blessed with the presence of certain personalities from the central universe and paradise. At the head of this paradise group in Nebadon is the ambassador of the paradise trinity, Emmanuel of Salvington, the Union of Days assigned to the local universe of Nebadon. In a certain sense, this high Trinity Son is also the personal representative of the Universal Father to the court of the Creator Son, hence his name, Emmanuel. Emmanuel of Salvington, number 611,121 of the Sixth Order of Supreme Trinity Personalities, is a being of sublime dignity and of such superb condescension that he refuses the worship and adoration of all living creatures. He bears the distinction of being the only personality in all Nebadon who has never acknowledged subordination to his brother Michael. He functions as advisor to the Sovereign Son, but gives counsel only on request. In the absence of the Creator Son, he might preside over any high universe council, but would not otherwise participate in the executive affairs of the universe, except as requested. This ambassador of paradise to Nebadon is not subject to the jurisdiction of the local universe government. Neither does he exercise authoritative jurisdiction in the executive affairs of an evolving local universe, except in the supervision of his liaison brethren, the Faithfuls of Days, serving on the headquarters of the constellations. The Faithfuls of Days, like the Union of Days, never proffer advice or offer assistance to the constellation rulers unless it is asked for. These paradise ambassadors to the constellations represent the final personal presence of the stationary sons of the Trinity functioning in advisory roles to the local universes. Constellations are more closely related to the superuniverse administration than local systems, which are administered exclusively by personalities native to the local universe. 6. General Administration. Gabriel is the chief executive and actual administrator of Nebadon. Michael's absence from Salvington in no way interferes with the orderly conduct of universe affairs. During the absence of Michael, as recently on the mission of reunion of Vorvant and Master Sons on Paradise, Gabriel is the regent of the universe. At such times, Gabriel always seeks the counsel of Emmanuel of Salvington regarding all major problems. The Father Melchizedek is Gabriel's first assistant. When the bright and morning star is absent from Salvington, his responsibilities are assumed by this original Melchizedek son. The various sub-administrations of the universe have assigned to them certain special domains of responsibility. While, in general, a system government looks after the welfare of its planets, it is more particularly concerned with the physical status of living beings, with biologic problems. In turn, the constellation rulers pay a special attention to the social and governmental conditions prevailing on the different planets and systems. A constellation government is chiefly exercised over unification and stabilization. Still higher up, the universe rulers are more occupied with the spiritual status of the realms. Ambassadors are appointed by judicial decree and represent universes to other universes. Consuls are representatives of constellations to one another and to the universe headquarters. They are appointed by legislative decree and function only within the confines of the local universe. From Salvington, broadcasts are simultaneously directed to the constellation headquarters, the system headquarters, and to individual planets. All higher orders of celestial beings are able to utilize this service for communication with their fellows scattered throughout the universe. The universe broadcast is extended to all inhabited worlds regardless of their spiritual status. Planetary intercommunication is denied only those worlds under spiritual quarantine. Constellation broadcasts are periodically sent out from the headquarters of the constellation by the chief of the constellation fathers. Chronology is reckoned, computed, and rectified by a special group of beings on Salvington. The standard day of Nebadon is equal to 18 days and 6 hours of Urantia time, plus 2.5 minutes. The Nebadon year consists of a segment of the time of universe swing in relation to the Uversa circuit and is equal to 100 days of standard universe time, about 5 years of Urantia time. Nebadon time, broadcast from Salvington, is the standard for all constellations and systems in the local universe. Each constellation conducts its affairs by Nebadon time, but the systems maintain their own chronology, as do the individual planets. The day in Satania, as reckoned on Jerusalem, is a little less, 1 hour, 4 minutes, 15 seconds, than 3 days of Urantia time. These times are generally known as Salvington or Universe time, and Satania or System time. Standard time is universe time. 7. The Courts of Nebadon. The Master Son, Michael, is supremely concerned with but 3 things: creation, sustenance, and ministry. He does not personally participate in the judicial work of the universe. Creators never sit in judgment on their creatures. That is the exclusive function of creatures of high training and actual creature experience. The entire judicial mechanism of Nebadon is under the supervision of Gabriel. The high courts, located on Salvington, are occupied with problems of general universe import and with the appellate cases coming up from the system tribunals. There are 70 branches of these universe courts, and they function in 7 divisions of 10 sections each. In all matters of adjudication, there presides a dual magistracy, consisting of one judge of perfection antecedents and one magistrate of ascendant experience. As regards jurisdiction, the local universe courts are limited in the following matters. 1. The administration of the local universe is concerned with creation, evolution, maintenance, and ministry. The universe tribunals are, therefore, denied the right to pass upon those cases involving the question of eternal life and death. This has no reference to natural death as it obtains on Urantia, but if the question of the right of continued existence, life eternal, comes up for adjudication, it must be referred to the tribunals of Orvantan, and if decided adversely to the individual, all sentences of extinction are carried out upon the orders and through the agencies of the rulers of the supergovernment. 2. The default or defection of any of the local universe sons of God, which jeopardizes their status and authority as sons, is never adjudicated in the tribunals of a son. Such a misunderstanding would be immediately carried to the superuniverse courts. 3. The question of the readmission of any constituent part of a local universe, such as the local system, to the fellowship of full spiritual status in the local creation, subsequent to spiritual isolation, must be concurred in by the High Assembly of the superuniverse. In all other matters, the courts of Salvington are final and supreme. There is no appeal and no escape from their decisions and decrees. However unfairly human contentions may sometimes appear to be adjudicated on Urantia, in the universe justice and divine equity do prevail. You are living in a well-ordered universe, and sooner or later you may depend upon being dealt with justly, even mercifully. 8. The Legislative and Executive Functions. On Salvington, the headquarters of Nebadon, there are no true legislative bodies. The universe headquarters worlds are concerned largely with adjudication. The legislative assemblies of the local universe are located on the headquarters of the 100 constellations. The systems are chiefly concerned with the executive and administrative work of the local creations. The system sovereigns and their associates enforce the legislative mandates of the constellation rulers and execute the judicial decrees of the high courts of the universe. While true legislation is not enacted at the universe headquarters, there do function on Salvington a variety of advisory and research assemblies, variously constituted and conducted in accordance with their scope and purpose. Some are permanent, others disband upon the accomplishment of their objective. The Supreme Council of the local universe is made up of 3 members from each system and 7 representatives from each constellation. Systems in isolation do not have representation in this assembly, but they are permitted to send observers who attend and study all its deliberations. The 100 Councils of Supreme Sanction are also situated on Salvington. The presidents of these councils constitute the immediate working cabinet of Gabriel. All findings of the High Universe Advisory Councils are referred either to the Salvington judicial bodies or to the legislative assemblies of the constellations. These high councils are without authority or power to enforce their recommendations. If their advice is founded on the fundamental laws of the universe, then will the Nebadon courts issue rulings of execution. But if their recommendations have to do with local or emergency conditions, they must pass down to the legislative assemblies of the constellations for deliberative enactment, and then to the system authorities for execution. These high councils are, in reality, the universe super-legislatures, but they function without the authority of enactment and without the power of execution. While we speak of universe administration in terms of courts and assemblies, It should be understood that these spiritual transactions are very different from the more primitive and material activities of Urantia, which bear corresponding names. Presented by the Chief of the Archangels of Nepheton.